Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Sup, y'all? Do you feel that energy in the air? It's Friday. Welcome to Dish Nation. Big things popping today. We're talking to the cast for the most anticipated movie of the year.
Yeah.
Black Panther. But first, Portia, what you got?
Well, this past Christmas, Tiffany Haddish posted a selfie with her and the one and only Queen Bee, and everybody assumed that they were besties, right?
Okay.
Remember that?
Well, Tiffany just did an interview with Vulture and revealed the true story behind the picture, saying that it was really a pic just to prevent her from fighting a chick.
What? Beyonce was about to fight somebody?
No, Tiffany was. Oh. Okay. She said, okay, so what had happened was something had went down with somebody at the party, right? I'm not at liberty to say what had went down at the party, but Beyonce was just telling me to have a good time, and I was like, no, I'm going to end up fighting this bitch. She was like, no, have fun, Tiffany. And I said, I'm only going to have fun if you take a selfie with me. She said, okay. And then she buried her face into my wig and took a picture, and I said, is my wig slipping? And she said, mm-hmm.
Oh. But my thing is, they fight at Hollywood parties?
Tiffany Haddish does.
I guess.
She still got that hood in there.
I see that.
She probably was like, hold up. Wait a minute, hold up.
And Beyonce was like, no, you ain't got to be like that.
Be a queen.
Up next, y'all, the Eagles, honey, are taking on the Patriots in the Super Bowl this weekend. Now, Tom Brady will be looking for his 6th Super Bowl ring at the age of 40 years old. Now, it's clear that he has defied Father Time.
Mm-hmm. Really has.
Yeah, because he looks good.
But he's not the only one in the family, y'all, fighting off aging, because his beautiful wife, Miss Giselle, is on the latest issue of Vogue Italia and made history as the first woman to ever appear on a magazine makeup-free.
Let me see.
We know what makeup-free look like.
Well, they could have did me on the cover of Vogue with no makeup that far away.
That far back and blurred a little bit.
Honey, if you're going to be at the front door taking a picture now, I can do that.
So, Brad and Portia, in particular, would y'all consider doing Dish Nation makeup free?
One day I was going to do it.
Didn't y'all do that on Housewives?
We did, and one day I started to do it.
And you didn't?
That's I ain't finna sit next to this beat, bitch.
Right.
She beat to the gods, and I'm like,
welcome to Dish Nation.
Me? No, me.
Oh.
I would be looking like that.
Moving on, y'all. Jennifer Hudson is on the latest issue of Cosmo UK, and in the interview, she reveals that despite all of her fame and success, she still faces racism and prejudice on the regular.
Well, that's a damn shame. Mm.
You don't?
So what'd she say?
Racism?
Yeah.
No?
Prejudice? No?
No.
Well, you must not go nowhere.
Well, I mean, I just don't. I don't experience that. I don't feel it.
Oh, well, that's good, girl. Well, she said there have been several situations where I get on a plane and the flight attendant assumes that I'm meant to be in the back of the plane.
Mm-mm.
That happens a lot. I'm like, no, my seat is up here in first class, thank you.
Oh. Is that racism, though? Or is that how she's possibly dressed?
That could be a thing sometimes.
That shouldn't matter.
You hear about it happening a lot, though. Like, people of color always getting asked, hey, are you sure you're in the right place?
That shouldn't matter. They need to work on that and stop doing that.
Yeah, they do.
It's annoying.
They really do. Although, normally, I'm the only one.
I'd be a victim of reverse racism.
What?
They'd be like, shouldn't you be in first class?
Oh,
and I'm like, no.
No, that's right.
I can't afford that ticket.
Right. Don't be fooled by Dish.
I bought the ticket last minute. I knew I was going to go to sleep on the plane.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, she went on to say that people also assume that my home belongs to my white driver, Charles.
Uh-uh.
One one time I was having something moved into my house and they wanted to know where to put it. And I said, there. The removal man just stood there. When Charles came in, he asked him, so where would you like these things? And Charles said she wanted it right there. You're talking to the wrong person. Stuff like this happens in your own home. Mm. I defy all the odds being African American, living in a wealthy neighborhood, and being a working mom. It's so ignorant.
Oh. Wow, but you would think people would recognize her by now. She is Jennifer Hudson.
And depends on, you know, how she's looking at that, because if she out of makeup, they probably don't recognize
true.
Her. Like Oprah, look what the people did her, honey, at Hermes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
They know me and Hermes.
Oh, they do?
They
oh.
do. That's what I got my watch from.
Well, y'all, Gwyneth Paltrow is getting married for the second time, but walking down the aisle for the first.
Really?
Huh? Yeah. Well, as Gwyneth prepares to marry her fiancé, Brad Falchuk, she reveals that she's never had a wedding before.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
It sounds about right. She always does stuff outside of the box, though.
She's so fabulous, I would have thought so. In fact, Gwyneth is so giddy about having a wedding, she says it makes her feel like she's 21 again.
Aww.
Yeah. Gwyneth and her ex, Chris Martin, eloped in Santa Barbara with no family in attendance. And while Gwyneth and Brad have not yet confirmed a date, Gwyneth says she's already looking at dresses and is having so much fun talking about it with her girlfriends.
So much rich fun.
Yeah.
You know she's going to go all out. I mean, because, like, especially as extravagant as she is at this point in her life.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to, like, she's probably going to charge to get into the wedding.
There's
going to be, like, holograms of dead musicians. The Beatles are going to play.
Yeah, she's going to sell some Goop products there.
Yes.
You know, like, to me, I thought she was, like, super down to earth. She was always one of my favorite celebrities.
Really?
But ever since this Goop whole website with all this expensive-ass toilet tissue and brooms and pencils yes. for $1,000, I'm like, damn, she is really bougie.
But it's like, I think it's an experiment that went haywire. Like,
uh-huh.
Nah, let's put this out and see if people buy it. And mm-hmm. people started buying it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because people would do anything to be exclusive.
This don't work. The stuff you get be bootleg.
Yeah, but, oh, do it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Girl.
What you get?
You buy?
I ain't telling you.
You got gooped.
I got gooped.
You got gooped, girl.
We need to make a similar site called Gypped.
Right. All right, we got a Dish Nation exclusive, y'all.
Oh, finally! I've been waiting on one.
Okay, well, the Simpsons star Nancy Cartwright has entertained America as Bart Simpson and other Simpsons characters for almost 30 years.
Yeah, she's dope.
That was quick.
And while she loves meeting her fans in person, Nancy...
exclusively...
tells Dish Nation that one fan in particular weirded her out.
Mm.
Well, Nancy says one fan actually had the audacity to ask her if she uses Bart's voice when she's making love to her husband.
Oh, no!
That would be weird.
Right? Cute. Honey, that is not cute, Gary.
Mike, you are an idiot.
I just want to clarify.
I'm a 10-year-old boy. I mean, come on. That's just... come on. Look at the ramifications of that alone. People, get your act together.
Right. So even if she is doing it, she can't tell you
right.
that she's doing that. You know what I'm saying? That'd be weird.
Eat my shorts.
But she can do Marge.
Right.
Because for some reason, I don't know, because now I'm grown, and when I look back at it, Marge was a freak. She walked with a damn tube dress. That bitch, she was a freak.
Right.
So, like, if you had the ability to do Marge Simpson's voice, and you was, like, in the mix with some dude, what would you say to him?
I'd be like, now that you've taken the trash out, it's time to eat these groceries.
That was a little bit more like Milhouse.
Was it?
That's wild, creepy. All right, we sort of slayed a red carpet earlier this week, but now we get the ill cast, the Black Panther edition with us right after the break. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the most anticipated movie of 2018 is coming out in a couple weeks, Black Panther.
Yeah.
Who better to sit down with the entire cast than Andrew Freund?
He always gets to do everything.
He's White Panther, though.
Hmm.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own ya. We own ya. We only getting started now. Cause we own ya. Everybody think they know me now.
What do you hope when kids see this movie? What do you hope they get out of it?
I hope they just, they get inspired.
I feel like, you know, my 10-year-old self watching this movie would feel so proud and larger than life and feel like I can do anything. So I think to see, you know, women portrayed so strongly and beautifully and strong and funny, I think was extremely important. And then also, you know, there's some strong, powerful, smart men in this film as well and passionate. So I feel like, they'll feel like they can kind of accomplish anything and a little more open-minded as well.
If you were going to spend a day in Wakanda, what would you do? And who would you take?
Oh, I have to take my lady to the waterfalls and to the mountains. We have to just, you know, explore the terrain. And if I'm going to be in Wakanda, I can actually explore a lot of different places because, you know, I got a ship to fly around in.
I hear they have good sunsets.
Yeah. See the sunset, do the waterfall, go up in the mountains on the cliffs. You know, I think that would be a great, great experience.
You're gonna have to propose.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah. You better bring a ring.
Yeah. Hey, you don't know. Maybe I already got it.
An ideal day in Wakanda?
Mm-hmm. That's something to think about.
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I guess
we'll see some art, you know.
That'd be beautiful.
Art and culture. Just take it all in.
Could have like some really amazing food.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're queen. I feel like I need a bow or curtsy or something.
Yeah, you should. Go ahead.
Okay. My queen.
Exactly.
So you can get used to that.
All right, let's say the three of us were going to go to Wakanda for a day. What are we going to do? What kind of activities? What are we going to eat? Take me through your ideal day there. With me, though.
We take to the border tribe. To meet the homies,
yeah.
Chill out, and then
we would pet some rhinos,
kind of go. Cool. You know what I mean, don't ride them. It doesn't end well.
You need to be trained.
And then take you to the waterfall.
Yeah,
cool sights.
Then we go to the market, get some grilled meats. You know, shop. Maybe get some textiles. No medals. You can't take any medals.
Where's the bar in all this? When do I get a drink?
This is still daytime.
It's too early.
What do you want to have a drink?
It's like 12:45.
Whatever. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. If you guys were going to describe what type of film Black Panther is, what type of movie is it?
I would say Black Panther is a badass film about an African nation called Wakanda that you want to be a citizen of. Yes, that's it.
It is a movie for everyone. It is a movie that tells it's a reimagined telling of the quintessential superhero story. It is the telling of it of our time. It is the it brings in very. It is deeply entertaining. It is richly global, and it's a superhero story at its best.
She works for Marvel Marketing.
Yeah. Listen, I know where my bread's buttered.
You guys have worked on smaller things, but what is it like working on a huge tentpole like this versus a tiny project?
I always find that the actual doing of everything is remarkably similar. Because my job, whether it's in a tiny indie, and of which I have made many and I hope to make many more because I love them, or a big film, like a very big film, my job is absolutely the same. It's while the camera is turning to convince the audience for that 3-minute scene that I am that person and that hopefully they believe what I'm doing.
I tend to act differently in bigger films because I want to impress people. Whereas
that's
in smaller
true.
Films, I don't really care because they're probably not going to be seen by anybody.
Yeah, and you won't get any back end on a small film.
And you don't put as much effort into it because it's just like, let's just get it out of the way. I kind of liked it when I started, but I've fallen out with everybody and who cares?
I can attest to that.
Diva?
Well, I wouldn't say diva, I would say nightmare. Yes, I would say
pot, kettle, black.
Pot, kettle, Black Panther.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and guess what it's time for? Around here, we love a good horror film, and today's is based off the true story of the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. Do you know the way to San Jose?
I do.
Winchester stars Helen Mirren as heiress Sarah Winchester, who becomes convinced that she's being haunted after the sudden death of her family, so she decides to build an enormous mansion to keep the evil spirits away.
Do you believe in ghosts, Doctor?
I do not believe in anything I cannot see or study.
can feel it. The spirit has a power we've not seen before. It has found us.
Came with the old ghost in the mirror trick.
Yeah.
Been redone already.
Usually I would be really pumped up about this sort of thing, but after watching like all of the Insidiouses and all of the Annabelles,
yeah,
I'm a little bit worn out on this.
They should just put it on Netflix and let me skip it.
Yeah, I'm usually a big Helen Mirren fan, yeah, but I'm gonna probably have to skip it as well.
Is it because she's not showing her breast?
She typically doesn't, but...
She typically does. I've seen them twice.
Oh, really? What? I gotta get those movies from you. Brad, what do you think?
I'm not here for it.
Gary.
Of course I'm gonna see it.
Just because we all skip it.
No, because this woman is grand. When you build an enormous mansion to keep away evil spirits, honey, that's letting people know that, honey, I could just build a house and I don't want none of y'all coming around because I could build my home and live in it to keep away all the evil spirits.
Well, based off that's the trailer, grand. I think she was building rooms for the spirits to live in.
Like, no, she was building them to keep them away.
No, they were in there with her.
The spirits?
Yeah, they looked like they were keeping her company. Yeah, you would like something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you got a ghoul for every chair.
And you got a 7-floor mansion.
You'll be the Hugh Hefner of the ghost, Gary.
Yeah, that's funny, baby. Y'all can see, but I'm definitely taking it.
Boo Hefner.
All right, y'all. Sarah Jessica Parker just revealed the secret to her lasting marriage. Distance.
What?
Amen, girl.
Yes, honey. SJP appeared on the latest episode of Girl Boss Radio and admitted that spending time apart has been beneficial to her and Matthew Broderick's 20-year marriage.
I know this sounds nuts, but, you know, we have lives that allow us to be away and come back together. You know, his work life takes him here and mine takes me there. And in some ways, I think that that's been, like, enormously beneficial because we have so much to share in a way.
Can't fight with somebody you don't see much.
Yeah, okay. You don't got much to complain about. Right.
And they say fondness grows the heart fonder.
That's right. Absence. That's what they say.
Yeah.
You said fondness.
Absence.
Far-sighted.
He made his own call, honey. Fondness makes the hearts grow fonder.
Y'all didn't think about it.
It's absence, Gary.
After the break, we continue our celebration of Black History Month. And speaking of prominent Black people, why not buy yourself a Gary with the T-Mug? Just go to dishnation.com/dishgear to take part in this wonderful celebration.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
So we're celebrating Black History Month today by shining a light on the first American woman to become a self-made millionaire.
Boss.
That's right, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and social activist, Madam C.J. Walker. And the way she made those millions, she invented the world's first hair straightening formula and hot comb in 1905.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Yes, girl. Little girls been getting their foreheads burnt since 1905.
Yeah, we have her to blame for that.
Madam Walker suffered from a scalp ailment that resulted in her own hair loss, so she invented a line of African-American hair care products, which she promoted by traveling around the country giving demonstrations door to door.
Do you realize how hard that had to be during that time in America?
She put her girls in the car, baby, and they rolled
okay.
And knocked on the door, honey.
That's called promoting right there before social media.
That's right.
Oh, this makes me so proud.
It does.
Well, in a speech she gave, Madam Walker said, "I am a woman who came from the cotton fields of the South. From there, I was promoted to the wash tub. From there, I was promoted to the cook kitchen. And from there, I promoted myself into the business of manufacturing hair goods and preparations. I have built my own factory on my own ground."
She said, "I promoted myself."
Yes, she did.
We women of America salute you, Madam C.J. Walker. Thank you so much for all you've done.
Thank you for these edges.
Happy Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, madam.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you, madam.
Mm.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.